You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, and welcome to episode 31 of Drunken Confessions with Cass and Amy.
What up? We're off to a fine and dandy start tonight.
Oh, aren't we always?
So we are completely missing Stephanie again because she is in sunny Florida on her vacation.
Let's keep it in perspective. It's not too sunny. Like, and apparently it's only like
50s.
So it's still better than here. Although she is hanging out in like this little goth speakeasy today.
I saw that.
That they call a spookeasy. And that I'm a little jealous about.
Yeah, she's like in her heyday right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny because I thought of Stephanie this morning because I'm listening to the radio and they're doing this news report that the police officers, it hit 50 degrees today. So the police officers are out there passing out hot chocolate to all the kids walking to school. And I was like, what, huh?
Oh, down south?
Yeah, in Florida. Oh.
So when we moved to New Hampshire from D.C., it was in the winter. And so the day before we moved, it was 33 degrees, and I was living in D.C., and they sent us home from school early because there was a threat that it might drop below freezing and we might have freezing rain. And so they sent us home.
Wow.
Now, flash forward 3 days, 4 days later, and I'm living in New Hampshire, where I wake up and I roll over and I see there's like, I don't know, 3-4 inches of snow on the ground and it's still snowing. I roll back over and go back to sleep. My mom comes in. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's snowing. It's not going to be any school. She's like, no, we live in New Hampshire now. They know how to handle this shit.
They're prepared.
There's absolutely school today.
They have the salt trucks and plows.
They have the technology. Yes.
And of course, we have Dave and Jeremy with us. If you guys haven't been able to notice already.
Right.
So I believe we've established that I don't wait for anything.
Yeah, I know. That's fine.
Premature Dave.
Just saying. Hey.
Just saying.
Yeah, sure.
Just
that's saying. How we got his nickname.
Oh.
All right. So we missed last week.
Doesn't matter if you come first as long as she comes more.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Yeah. Can't deny it.
Cass and I can't argue that fact. So here is to tonight. Everybody raise your glass. I missed you guys last week.
Ooh.
I'm so glad to be back on our schedule. Happy podcast Wednesday day.
Yeah, and apparently, so for what it's worth, the as crazy as it is here tonight down at DSC.
Yes, it is.
Be thankful we weren't here.
Wednesday's the busiest bar night in the year.
Because goddamn. It was apparently nuts. Like, just I kept getting hits off the Nest cams because everybody was like looking in the window. Whoa. Yeah.
That's funny.
Packed here.
Hmm. Yeah.
Very interesting.
So obviously, the night of Thanksgiving the night before Thanksgiving is a big bar night here as well.
It's
everywhere.
Everywhere. Pick a bar. Well, yeah.
Honestly, what, 16 years ago, that's when Jeremy and I met.
Yeah.
Was at a bar.
Usually it's the biggest bar night of the year every year.
Yeah.
It is.
I know Halloween's beat them out a couple times.
Well, because typically it's
always Thanksgiving
coming back from college,
getting
together with their friends and all that
crap. And everyone's off for Thanksgiving.
Which is one of the reasons why, dude, I can't handle amateur nights anymore.
Cheers to national holidays.
Like, it's just not.
Well, that's our thing. We haven't gone out in years. So we're older now, and it's just like when it's big bar nights, no, I want to stay home.
Yeah, no, because there's too many people here now for me. Like, I'm like, eh.
Well, that, and I have no patience to deal with the traffic, the line at the bar, the people bumping into
you. Oh, and every bar is charging cover. And
I'm so over it. I'm completely over that phase of my life.
But so anyway, so how was your Thanksgiving, though?
Drunk.
Hectic.
Drunk.
Yeah, mine too. Wow, there seems to be a good...
I had to be the sober driver, so it was just hectic.
Oh, mine was at my house, so I was able to get drunk, and I did.
I smoked my first turkey.
Oh, how'd it go, man?
Really big papers.
I was going to say big papers. Damn. So how'd that go?
Awesome. Like, for Googling a recipe at the last minute, and I did. I was told at the last minute that I was responsible for this, so that was phenomenal. But my son and I worked on smoked turkey, and then my daughter and I worked on backup turkey, which was oven turkey.
Oh, that was smart.
Because, dude, I don't know. I'm a contingency planner, and B, if I don't know what I'm doing, then I'm going to have a backup plan.
Like, well, that's the thing. It's a good day if you smoked a turkey and you didn't burn down the house for the first
time. I, so. I, and the smoker did catch on fire at one point because I might have overloaded things. But well, the smoker, like it's a like it's not one of those electric smokers. Like it's like a smoker. Like it's a big ass smoker.
How long did it take?
6 hours.
That's it. I thought it would take longer than that.
And then I'll get to what I learned after.
We're gonna settle in here for this. Right.
Came out so good. Like I'm so proud of myself because like, dude, the smoked turkey was a huge hit.
That's awesome.
I had like all the wood, like all the flavored wood chips and all that stuff, and like the like apparently because again I read and I listen.
Mm-hmm.
It's you got to load all that shit up first because it's like that first hour where it's gonna absorb all the flavor. And so like, and you have to kind of prepare yourself because again, I didn't read this far down. When it's going to look burnt and it's, but you got to take it out and you leave it in a fridge overnight uncovered because it's got the skin's supposed to get crispy and all that crap. Well, when you smoke it, it looks burnt, but then you cut it. Oh, dude. Like I think my nephew ate like half the damn bird.
That's awesome. We smoke a lot of things in my house, including food. And, I know, right?
I learned about the spatchcock method.
I'm a big, big fan of smoked meats. I really am. So
I learned about the spatchcock method, which I just love. That's just a funny name, spatchcock.
Really?
Where apparently, instead of like putting the turkey in as the turkey, there's like three cuts you make, and you break the backbone, and then you lay it out flat. And apparently it drastically decreases the cooking time in the smoker, but it comes out just as good. So I think I'm going to try that next time.
Well,
it's called the spatchcock method.
That's probably where the name comes from.
All right. Well, that's interesting.
Well, I saved.
I hear it tastes great.
I will take pride to say that I saved our family Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So how was that? What were shenanigans took place at your house?
There was all kinds. Every shape and form took place, and I'm not going to get into detail. But it wasn't until I realized the way my mother was cooking the turkey, it wasn't cooking. And I had to take control and put it in the oven.
It was cooked for three hours. It was 3 hours in cooking time, still 80 degrees in the breast.
So what was she not cooking it?
She was cooking it in a roaster.
That's broke. It's been broke for like 5 years.
And we've tried to convince her, it's never going to work in that roaster. You need a new roaster.
As soon as I heard in the morning that the turkey was going in a roaster, I said, I'm go ahead and eat a big breakfast because I know we're going to eat at like 9 o'clock.
I'm going to order a party sub.
I will sum up my Thanksgiving and I'll do this really quick.
Really quick.
So we had always planned on having it at my mother's house, which was great. Mm-hmm. Fine and dandy. My mom lost power.
Oops.
The morning of Thanksgiving got moved to my house. I had to rush around. Jeremy and I are up 7:30 in the morning trying to clean the house, trying to move furniture, make room for my huge family.
You're a better person than I am. I'd be like, last minute shit, this is what you get.
Ooh.
Oh, that's not me. No. You come into my house will always be immaculate. So I'm cleaning Bailey's.
Wait a minute. Your house is not always immaculate for me.
Well, no.
You don't count. It's only people she cares about.
You've seen our dirty laundry. We don't care no more.
Okay. I'm all right with this.
Dogs are getting on my nerves. Bailey's barking. I'm yelling at her. And Toby's confused. And I'm all stressed out. And Jeremy's trying to vacuum and dust. And my mom comes over with my aunt. And they're bringing like boxes and boxes of food in the house, right? I turn the oven on. We start the pies. I'm chopping up all the stuff for the stuffing, which I'm not a fan of chopping all that because we make real stuffing.
Gizzards. Amy does not like gizzards.
I don't touch meat, so whatever.
She just can't see.
I'm sorry, Jeremy.
The actual process. She likes the bone.
Thank you, Mary Moon.
So as we're doing all this, my sister, who also lives in the same neighborhood with my mom, calls and says, hey, you got power back on. Well, nobody wants to have Thanksgiving at my house because of my dogs.
Right.
Well, a lot of us distance and some other family members
live too far away. My mom's house is like the halfway point. So we decide we're going to pack everything back up and we're going to take it all back to my mother's now that she has power back. So we already got a late start on the turkey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This story already has like three different layers of fuck.
Actually, if you look up clusterfuck in the dictionary, I think the story's underneath it.
Do you understand why I was texting you guys at like 2 o'clock? Like, yep, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
These are the reasons.
Alcohol saves lives.
Yeah. So then I insisted that we finally had to put the turkey from the roaster, because it was not cooking in the roaster. Go figure. Into the oven. Needless to say, we did not have our Thanksgiving dinner until 8 o'clock at night.
I was off by 1 hour, my estimate.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, by that time, I was already plowed.
Oh, so was I, but I still got the job done.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was.
I am a functional drunk.
Introduce my.
I know, right? High five.
High five.
Woohoo.
Because it's my role. I am the drunkle. That's who I am and what I do. And so.
And I've come to the conclusion I am now the drunk aunt. And at first I was like kind of upset
about
it.
The aunt-caholic.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. We're going to go with that. At first I was gonna say like, the drank. Really? I don't want to be that.
Something like
now
that.
I'm just going to embrace it.
I would. Totally.
Oh, no, I do. Like, it's just a thing. So, yeah. So I introduced my niece, my oldest niece, to scotch. She'd never had any. And so I introduced her, like I walked her through a few, and I feel like I've either done the best thing in the world or the worst thing in the world.
Cause now she loves it.
Oh, yeah. So it's, yeah. So that's a good thing. And then just randomly just making other drinks and stuff. I mean, that's apparently at one point in time, I was accused of hiding from everyone. And I was like, well, is it really hiding if I'm sitting at the bar in our basement, where everybody knows I am, because they've all come down to ask me to make them drinks. So I'm not doing a very, like, if I was hiding, you wouldn't find
You're
me.
You're not hiding. You were playing bartender.
That's right.
I was avoiding.
Right.
But I wasn't hiding.
Yeah, my husband. I tell you, if I wasn't in the kitchen trying to save dinner, I sat in the cold ass garage, staying away from people because
trying to breathe.
My husband stayed outside the whole day. Well, no, the morning he went to work, not work. He went to his
because he had to make
shop.
His video.
Because he had to make a video for his fans.
Yep.
And so he did that all morning. And then he comes home and spends the rest of the day outside blowing leaves and raking and burning stuff. Which was fine. You know what? Whatever. I don't care. I had a blast.
You're supposed to do our shit beforehand.
I had a blast without him.
You did. You had a really good Thanksgiving.
I did. It turned out great. We were playing games.
You know,
we were joking,
all your kids
laughing.
Showed up. That
all
was
my
awesome.
Kids made it. My middle daughter was supposed to work. So she was the only one that wasn't going to come. Well, then she got called off. Because they had enough people on. They do that a lot at U of M. They like overstaff for holidays because they're expecting people to call off for holidays. And then if people still show up, then they'll start going down the list and calling people off and saying, hey, you want the day off? So they did that with my daughter.
Yep.
Yep. She was like, heck yeah. So they all came over. We had so much fun. Is it time for
I think it's time for our first drunken confession of the night.
Was my story that boring?
No.
I won't even go to the box. I got one for you.
Oh, okay.
You didn't bring the box.
Ever had sex on the bed full of coats?
No.
Like every holiday party's got that bed full of coats.
Yeah. No. No.
No.
Ever?
Well, no. I mean, well, I've had sex on my bed and people's coats have been put on there. Does that count?
No, I've never had sex
while other people's coats were on my bed.
Okay. And I take it Dave is a yes.
Yeah.
Because he's looking at us like we're all lame.
That is kind of weird, though.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, that's rude.
That's like exhibitionism.
Didn't seem rude at the time. So it was. Voyeur adjacent.
Voyeur adjacent.
Well, I hope you at least moved him out of the way. All right. I'm just making sure.
All right. So moving on. We
put
got
a stain on my sleeve.
Oh, my God.
So I know our three answers, but Dave, did you do any Black Friday shopping?
Nope.
Us either.
Yeah. I did online. Amazon's my best buddy.
Like, honestly, I looked through, there wasn't anything really worth jumping out
there
over.
There hasn't been any in the last few years.
No.
I ended up working Black Friday, too, so I worked till 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah, there's Black Friday's not what it used to be when I was younger, and my mom would get up super early.
No, I think people
and go
have just
out.
Gotten dumber. Like, yeah. I honestly, because they're like, oh my God, it's the record sale. I'm like, people are dumb. No. You guys just aren't paying attention to shit.
Well, what I don't get is all this big, huge movement. Oh, we should not have stores open on Thanksgiving. This is horrible. Rah, rah, rah. And I'm thinking to myself, do you realize Meijer's is open on Christmas?
Okay, but I'm against...
Why is everyone...
Christmas? Okay. No, Meijer is the only day...
If I own my business, I don't want to have the choice.
But they're open on Easter. They're open on 4th of July. They're open on New Year's.
Here's what people don't understand, because I've had this conversation with business owners.
I'm against all of that.
A lot of this stuff, like managers, that kind of stuff, they open that up. Like, it's mostly a volunteer thing.
Right.
Like, so, dude, if you don't have family in the area, if you're not going to be doing anything, and you can get holiday pay... Why not go do that?
And that's why I don't understand the complaint.
Like,
okay,
I think it's shitty is when, okay, if you don't get enough volunteers and you start dragging people in, that's a little shitty, but...
But even then, I mean, like, what happens with your firefighters, your police officers? Okay, so what makes them have to work and them being at the class where they have to work, whereas you and I as lay people don't?
Okay.
They're probably happy that people work because they're not the ones getting drunk and burning stuff to the ground.
Right. Yeah, right?
Yeah, you know?
This is my thing. I think it's necessary for certain people to have to work on those holidays. It is unnecessary for a lot of people to have to work on those holidays, such as, why is McDonald's open?
Because I hate turkey and I want a Big Mac.
Yep. But
why not?
Or
I mean,
burnt my turkey and I need 20 Big Macs.
But plan on it. I don't know. I also think that the whole Black Friday thing got ruined because stores are now open on Thanksgiving night at 7 o'clock, and that's when Black Friday
starts. Oh, no, dude. Some of them were open, like, Thursday morning.
Yeah, like, it's that ruins
But
the whole
I remember back in my day.
I know. I sound like an old
If you didn't right stop and get gas.
Right.
Yes. And so the day before the holiday, you were boned.
Gas, alcohol.
Gas stations were closed.
Oh, well, no, it's totally like that still in America outside of the cities.
Really?
In the small towns, oh, man, you're screwed.
Oh, you go
where you want alcohol? You're screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, nobody will be open.
We go to Jeremy's hometown. You still cannot buy alcohol before noon on Sunday.
Yep.
It's
an old law that they just...
No, that law's been repealed.
It did get repealed about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So
but
not,
a lot of them still don't care. They still don't
they
do
still
it.
They still don't do it.
So, but you know...
Oh, I would have a throat. Dude, if I'm there at 11 o'clock in the day... No, it's not their choice. It's the law. And
no,
if
and
I'm
no,
they
no,
can
no,
refuse.
If I'm
anybody
walking in at 10 o'clock
in
the morning because I need to make me a Bloody Mary bar, and I'm throwing vodka on that counter, bitch, you better sell me some.
No, yeah. Good luck. The liquor store still won't open.
Well, they don't
open
have to open.
All.
They don't have to open.
Yeah.
That's right.
They
don't
a lot
have
of
to
most
open,
of them aren't even open.
Right. Yeah. So if it's closed, that's one thing. But if I walk into an establishment that is open that sells liquor, and you try to tell me I can't. Oh, we're going to have some problems. I will yelp the fuck out of your ass.
Well, see, when I grew up,
and apparently
where my hometown is, there's really only like four places you can get liquor
You're going
at.
Down.
So
oh,
unless
my
they
God.
Open,
I just pictured Dave as Eric Cartman on Yelp.
Yes! Seriously!
The rant of the
Respect
week.
Respect my authority!
By Dave.
Yes. Dave is going to, Dave could do the rant of the week every week.
I could.
He actually could do the rant of the day, I would think.
I rant of the hour. Pick.
Yeah. Right. Pick your poison kind of thing. Of
All right,
course.
Let's do another drunken confession.
All right, I got one in my hand.
All right. So Dave can't take over.
All right. If you could make your significant other do or say anything, what would it be?
This question is not fair.
You know my answer.
Wait. Just in case
this
anyone's
not,
listening for the first time, Jeremy, what would your answer be?
No, hold
what?
On.
What?
Hold on.
What?
No, I'm asking Jeremy
I know,
question.
But I know, but can I say why
I'll
this is not
fair? I'll defer back to
Jeremy.
Because yours is in the room?
Because Jeremy and I are the only ones here with significant others sitting right here in
so
front
what?
Of It's not
Why
fair
can't
question.
You say something in front of him? Jeremy's going to tell us what his is.
Well, we all know what his is.
Well, no,
and it's still not going to happen.
I forgot. So what is it, Jeremy?
Oh, my God.
Doing the butt. Ow!
Doing the butt.
Freaky.
Yeah, yeah.
What? In the butt?
I like the butts and I cannot lie.
What? In the butt?
I,
Dave, what would you tell your significant other? Dude, there's, make them do or say.
There's nothing. That's not an issue. Like, there's nothing. Like, there's no. No.
Well,
like, that was profound.
No, like, I'm seriously racking my brain to give you an answer to this. Dude, there's nothing.
There's nothing you've been denied.
No.
Oh, well, good for you, buddy. You live in the dream.
Like, it no.
No. Just no.
Like, I'm a happy motherfucker.
No. Yes.
That's what I
Why
like.
Are we skipping you, Amy? We're going in order around here.
Okay, so, that's fine. Read the question one more time.
See, I'm waiting for her to bust out with, get a penis extension.
No.
If you could make,
I will put this on the record, that's not needed.
Because, you know, she don't like touching me. I think that Dave just spit his drink out.
Wow.
All right. So if
she don't like to eat me, but she likes the bone.
She doesn't eat it. Oh, Moon. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. If you could make your significant other do or say anything, what would it be?
Can I alter it a little bit?
What do you mean alter it? And why are you for asking what, permission?
For what? If I could make him not say?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Okay. Because that list can go on. But if I could make my significant not say certain things.
What would you have him not say? Amy, I want anal tonight?
Yes. That's number one.
Man.
And
I know you don't like who's your daddy type stuff.
But you don't say that.
There's a reason.
It's more
dude,
that.
That's just creepy. That's a whole different topic. Like, I've never.
Yeah. Who's your daddy? Yeah. What the fuck? Get off of me.
Amy.
And,
no, that's never happened to us.
All right, is this all on that list, Amy? Right now? This is everything Jeremy's saying.
Seriously,
that list?
He's just if some girl
point,
ever called me daddy in bed, I would. Shrivel up like a mushroom cap.
Here it is. My husband has the worst problem of cutting me off and not letting me speak for myself. So you guys just all heard that all right. happened. So there you go.
Yeah, winner, winner.
And what is...
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Where do I start? Do I do the list alphabetically?
No.
Do I do it
okay.
chronologically? Can I mean, what the hell? There is seriously so much right now that my brain is like...
Sort by importance.
Can
you see this smoke coming
you?
Out of my ears?
Can we put it like, in this aspect
woof,
for you?
Woof.
Don't think of your actual husband. Think of any significant other that you would ever have past, present, future. What is the one thing you never want them to say to you?
Oops, sorry. Are you on the pill?
I don't know. No, I can't even have kids anymore, Jeremy.
Just cracking a joke, man. You don't have to give up.
Oh, sorry. Did I go literal? Honestly, though, there is just so much. There really is. And I guess it would just be...
Well, give us your top two.
All right. No. If I could have a significant other say anything to me, it would just be... Basically, it'd probably be like, well, what do you want?
Oh, good answer.
What do you want? I would just like somebody to ask me what my opinion or what I would want to do or any and just do what I want. What just once in a while, it'd be great. So, yeah, I guess that's it.
Oh, you never get the what you want, baby.
I know. I don't get what I want.
How do you like it, baby?
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I want to. All right. On that note, it's time to start our actual topic of the day.
David,
are you like ready to cheers and go for tonight?
No, I was going to grab a drink, but then I'm waiting because I'm trying not. I don't want to spoil it because I'm.
Oh, premature! Yeah. Dave wants to be premature.
No, I was trying not to be.
Oh, thank
okay,
you.
So,
oh, he's edging.
I was
edging.
Thinking about baseball.
Grandma.
Dead puppies.
So tonight's main topic and main focus for the rest of the evening is your favorite Christmas movie and the fun facts that follow them.
Ooh. Did you do one, Dave? I'm taking that as a no.
What is the...
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
The Ref.
The what?
The what?
The Ref.
Oh, my God. With what's
Dennis
his name?
Leary.
Dennis Leary. He does that. I'm an
is
asshole.
Hands down.
That is a hysterical
one
movie.
Of the best Christmas movies ever that nobody thinks
okay,
about.
Okay, the Ref as in
REF. The Ref. Oh.
Yeah.
Dennis Leary
plays a burglar.
Yes.
Who breaks into this couple's house on
Christmas
Eve.
Yeah, it ties them up.
And wacky mayhem ensues.
And then he becomes their counselor.
He becomes the ref
in their marriage. Counselor.
And it's
I've never heard of this.
Goddamn amazing. It is hands down one of the funniest movies. Everybody's like, oh, Die Hard, Christmas. I'm like, no. I'm like, you guys can have those arguments all day long. The Ref is hands down one of the best movies ever.
It was hilarious. It was. And until you said that, I forgot about that movie.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
And it's Kevin Spacey and I think the mom from Home Alone, if I recall correctly. It's actually got a really good ensemble cast. Like when you watch it, you're like, holy crap, you're in this. Holy crap, you're in this. Holy crap, you're in this.
It was great. It's
so good.
I fell in love with Dennis Leary. I mean, I loved him before that because of his song, I'm an Asshole.
Right.
But when he did that movie, it was just like, oh my gosh, that was hysterical.
Yeah.
Before that, he was pretty much just stand up comedy. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
And so that
was
like
his
only,
first foray
like,
into film. Yeah.
And I absolutely loved that movie. That was great.
Yeah.
It was, I'm going to have to run. I haven't seen that in forever. That was a funny movie.
Huh.
All right, Amy?
Well,
you want to go to Jeremy first?
No, hold on. I want Dave to finish. Does he know any fun facts about that?
I don't know. Are you IMDBing it?
I've never even seen this movie. I've never even heard of it.
All right, so tell you what. Give me 2 seconds and while I sit here and babble for a sec. Na, 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 na. Do 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 do.
Never mind.
And this is why we can't have nice.
Here we go. So it is.
I don't know why you insist on me sending you the outline if you don't do your damn research.
I read the topic. I wasn't aware there was I didn't know you were giving me fucking homework.
You didn't read the whole topic, Dave.
Jesus,
you didn't read the whole topic.
Christ.
You forgot the fun facts part.
I totally did. So let's see. Details, box office, related news. No, nothing. Nothing really.
Movie.
Okay, well, then we're skipping it.
the film takes place in Connecticut. Apparently, there's a lot of, like, gaffes in it.
Okay. We don't care anymore, Dave. That's not funny. All right, so we're just going to move on.
Jeremy, do you have – what's your favorite movie?
One of my favorites is The Christmas Carol. I don't know a lot of facts about the
– Which one?
Oh, the first one.
The original?
The original.
The black and white.
I really like the original. And the only fact I really know about it is the gentleman that played Tiny Tim in the original, it now plays up here in Auburn Hills in the play The Christmas Carol as Scrooge.
Because that's what we
do. Dude, how is that even possible?
He's still alive.
That was
hold
back
on,
in the 30s.
Hold on.
I was like, yeah, the original was like in the 30s.
No.
Maybe the second one, though.
Like,
no, it's the original.
Is it the original?
It's the original Tiny Tim.
Okay. Wow.
But this was also when we saw him in the actual stage one. I know it doesn't seem that long ago, but that was like 8 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he might be dead now. I hope not. He did a really good job.
He did play Scrooge.
Well, yeah, he was over here in the
That's
Detroit
really cool.
area, and
he played
Scrooge every year.
He was very fragile.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, that
very
was
cool.
the selling point. We saw that at Meadowbrooks, right?
Yes, Meadowbrook, yep.
Meadowbrooks Theater.
Very cool. Amy?
Oh.
Wait, I have a fun fact, though, for you.
Oh, my God.
My very first acting thing I ever did, I played Scrooge in the 6th grade version of A Christmas Carol.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I can
That's a big
totally
part.
See you playing that.
Even in 6th grade, I know.
Yeah.
Even then, my inner 87-year-old crotchety old fuck was right there.
You know, I hate to say it, but I'm not surprised. So my favorite Christmas movie, which is really funny because Dave mentioned this earlier in his little rant.
Of course I did. Of course. I as soon as I said it, I'm like, God
Dave.
Damn it, it's going to be somebody's.
Yep. Yeah,
premature
it's
Dave.
Mine is Die Hard. Die Hard is by far my favorite Christmas movie.
Yippee-yay, motherfucker. Did I say that wrong
No,
again?
You
yeah,
said it wrong,
Yeah, you
man.
Still said it
Whatever.
Wrong. We tried to coach you all the way.
I know,
we
you did. Good job trying
okay,
to
so,
coach me. It
so speaking,
work.
Here's my fun fact. So speaking of yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Dude, he's still
alive.
Isn't
that what
I just sorry,
said?
I'm sorry, he's still alive.
Is yes. he really? That's awesome.
He was born.
I
so
told
he,
you.
He was Bruce born
was?
November 25th.
Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim.
November 25, 1926.
He's trying to fact check me right
awesome.
Now.
No, I'm fact checking myself. Because I was like, there's no way that guy can still be alive. And I'm sorry I doubted you. Because
yeah,
I,
he's pushing 100.
This is me admitting I was wrong.
Oh my
Bask in that glory.
Wait. Can we get this on you? Can we get this on video?
No, it's not. It's recorded.
So yeah, he's 93 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Does it mention if he's still doing it?
No.
Google his name and go. You can go to Meadowbrook. Where is Meadowbrook? Rochester?
Yeah, isn't it like Meadowbrook.com or Meadowbrooktheaters.com or something? It'll give you all the different plays throughout the year.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota now.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I believe that.
So there you have it. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
That's the probably the first and the last time
Dave will ever
admit he was.
Hey, when I'm wrong, dude, I own my shit. When I'm wrong, I own it.
No, I meant to me.
Well, because I'm usually right when it comes to your shit.
Oh, my God. See?
I can't even argue that. All
right. Now,
he has thrown me under the bus one or two times. But anyways, back to Die Hard.
Die Hard.
So Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, was actually not in the script. Bruce Willis said that just to make the crew laugh because it was a tension moment.
Uh-huh.
Dave is now fact-checking this to make sure I'm not lying. And they really thought that they were going to cut it.
When they kept it in.
And here it is. It's now,
now it's
four
tagline.
Movies later. That's their punchline.
2 days ago, that's what everybody was sharing on Facebook. I loved all the people that were sharing.
The cat one?
The news story. Shots fired at Nakatomi Plaza. It was 2 days ago.
Nakatomi Plaza. Wow.
Oh, well, do you know Nakatomi Plaza is really Fox Plaza?
Mm-hmm.
And did you know that
come
Bruce
out to the
Willis,
coast, have a good time, we'll have a few laughs.
Do you know that Bruce Willis was basically their last choice to play John McClane?
I have heard that.
Have you?
They went through quite a few people.
They went through, and I have a list, according to good old Google.
I like the Google.
They offered it to Sylvester Stallone, really? Harrison Ford, Robert De Niro.
Yo, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Yo.
Robert De Niro, Richard Gere, Don Johnson, Burt Reynolds, and Richard Dean Anderson. Now, I had to Google who Richard Dean Anderson was.
MacGyver.
That's who MacGyver played. Yeah.
Leave it to Dave to know.
Yeah, thanks.
Off the wall.
Thanks. So,
that's great.
You're a lot older than me, Dave. Of course you would know that.
So I actually just had this conversation three times over the past 2 days where I prefer to, here's when somebody asks me how old I am, here's how I answer that question. I am young enough to still start a lot of shit. I am old enough to have a really good fucking attorney on retainer.
Yeah, I love that.
I fucking love that. I can't wait to get to your age to say the same thing.
That I love the meme.
I'm high fiving. I don't know why I'm high fiving Amy. I'm
bitch,
older than you, Dave.
I chill. I chill harder than you party.
I'm laughing. This is a true story.
Yes. But I'm laughing because I'm high fiving Amy, insulting your age, but yet I'm older than you, Dave. So, but oh my gosh! All right, now mine. Can I do mine?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I don't know.
Do you know what my favorite movie is?
Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Please don't be Miracle on 34th Street.
No.
I don't.
Elf. Elf is my all-time. I know it by heart.
I love it. Okay, hold on. Before you go any further on that.
Hold on.
I can tell you, guys are all going to jump me, but I am
not a fan
of
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
Neither is my father-in-law.
I love him on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys as a lead actor. I'm not.
I
can't. I'm right there. See, I'm right there with you.
I love.
Yeah, he's kind of what's very for me was Jim Carrey in the movies.
Yeah, he's like Jim Carrey and Adam Sandler.
Now, see, Jim Carrey, I'm all about. Adam Sandler, I'm super
iffy. He does good now, but back in the day, what Jim Carrey was doing, I'm like,
oh, dude, liar, liar. Are you shitting me?
Yeah, fuck that.
Dude, how do you not laugh your ass off watching Liar, Liar?
All right, so Will Ferrell.
I'm questioning every judgment you've ever made in your life right now.
Wait a minute. He's married to me. He's got some points.
Stop breaking the
law. I stand by my point.
Dave and I are going to fucking throw down before the end of the night.
It will be on YouTube for our listeners. This will be on YouTube later on.
And I got my shit-kicking boots on tonight, too.
Oh, snap.
Hey, I shot you the link. I know where there's a bar and a wrestling ring and a bunch of fucking midgets, bitch. You want to go?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I thought that was here.
Jeremy is all about that. Anyways, back to my not to digress too much. So Will Ferrell is not, I like him on Saturday Night Live. I'm not a big fan of any of his movies. However, I do love the movie Elf, and I will watch that every Christmas season. So
yeah, he did a good job on that.
I completely agree with you on your choice of favorite Christmas movie. And I actually did a little research on that because that was going to be my runner-up after Die Hard.
Well,
so.
I did that one already. So
yeah, I know. So
will fact-check your fact-checking.
So fine. What fun facts did you come up with? Because I really hope they were different, the ones than I came up
that
with.
That Elf, that Jim Carrey was not the first choice.
You mean Will Ferrell?
Wait, what?
Yeah, Jim Carrey isn't my first choice.
Scratch that, reverse it. Will Ferrell was not the first choice. Jim Carrey was.
Yes.
They wanted Jim Carrey for the role. And so, no, he wouldn't do it.
I probably would have liked that movie more had it been Jim Carrey.
You know what? But you know what? Shut your whore mouth. All right.
I'm just saying.
Let me talk.
No.
Will Ferrell was once a mall Santa. So he was actually really good for that.
Yes, which was really fun.
Oh, no kidding. That's awesome.
He did do that, yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was really good. Now, a lot of the stuff that I was looking up is just like, oh, yeah, the snow was mostly computer generated. Well, we already figure all that. But a couple other things that I really, really liked was the fact that that they had these little babies that they had gotten twins to do baby buddy. And they cried and screamed the whole time. So they had to like totally cut every scene with them. So that part I really liked. And then the other part that, I mean, there wasn't a lot of like really great fun facts. Let me finish.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I have two really good fun facts about that movie. As she's Googling it, because she
my favorite.
Do her
no,
either.
I have the whole list here. I'm just going through the list that I had wrote. And my favorite fun fact was the fact that when Will Ferrell was doing the Jack in the Boxes.
Yes.
So he's doing the Jack in the Boxes. Do you remember? Do you know the movie? Okay. So, and he like jumped. His reaction was real. He actually suffers from like that, like the whole Jack in the Box thing. And he was trying to get into character. Yeah. And it was so funny because his reaction
Jack
of Boxophobia?
Yeah. That's me.
Yeah.
I hate him.
Like,
so
does just hearing the song, does just hearing the song Pop Goes the Weasel freak you out?
No.
Oh, and the other thing is he actually spent all his time in New York going around as Buddy the Elf.
Yes.
I love that part that he actually was like a character and went around New York.
Okay, so I thought I loved this movie, but I never picked up on this scene until I read about it. So we all know the Christmas Story, right?
Oh, yeah, they do a cameo.
Do you know that the kid from the Christmas Story does a cameo and he plays an elf? Santa's elf in Elf?
Yeah.
I thought that was super interesting.
That is cute.
I thought that was gorgeous. That is. And then who's the girl that plays Will Ferrell's opposite? What?
The girl? The girlfriend? I don't know her name.
Yeah, but you know, remember the scene Baby It's Cold Outside?
When she's in the shower.
Do you know that was accidental, and the director only made them write it in when he found out that she could actually sing?
That's really cool.
And now that's one of my favorite parts of the movie.
Yeah, and the last fun fact is Will Ferrell refuses to make an elf too.
Yes,
really,
he won't do it.
Electric Boogaloo.
No, he won't do it.
Yeah,
why is that?
Because he won't ruin it.
Because elf is
doesn't
just
want
so,
to do
right?
the bad sequel.
Because when people do this,
doesn't
good
want to
for
be
him.
Brothers 2000.
Yep.
Yeah, and good for him. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm a huge Will Ferrell fan. Step Brothers, Old School, all of them.
Nah.
I just love those.
I like old
everyone
school.
In Old School except him.
I like
when
like,
he's
just,
getting into the car backwards naked. And
just,
oh my God.
The only
we're drinking
thing,
the quad.
You're my boy, Blue. Like, you're my boy.
You're my boy, Blue.
I'm good with him in skits. Yes. Like, I can take him in small doses.
I love him on Saturday night.
Which
we need more cowbell.
A lot of people say this about me. I get it.
Yeah. Dave can relate. Can only handle Dave in small doses.
All right, so.
All right, on that note.
I'm
so,
going to go.
On that note.
Wow.
That was just a
Does
random note.
Does anybody need a refill?
It was kind of painful. So we're going to do another drunken confession, but I'm not picking one this time. So if you guys don't
I will.
If y'all want to do that right now.
I haven't done it, and
I did it earlier, but go ahead.
All right.
Well, what are we talking about?
I think old History of the World Part One. Everybody does it. We all do it.
You look like the piss boy. Well, you look like a fucking shit.
What is that from?
History of the World Part One.
Oh, that's the
Mel Brooks.
Is it Mel Brooks or is it,
no,
it's
Mel Brooks.
Python,
Mel Brooks.
Guys?
No, it's Mel Brooks. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Pawn jumps queen. Bishop jumps queen.
All right.
Everyone jumps queen. Gangbang! Sorry.
You have to see the movie.
Hey, remember when you were worried if I was going to be awake enough? Remember?
Hey, you know what?
Remember?
You know what?
Remember? Yeah. I remember.
It's good to be the king.
It's good to be the king.
That was the one, I'm going to try and remember the different movies. That was the one that had the hostile takeover with the corporate guys, right? And they're acting like pirates?
No.
And going from building to building?
No. This one, actually, is great.
Okay, we will talk about that off air. Let's do our last drunken confession.
Well, no, I was going to tell just a funny story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And that was when I was about 13 or 14, that movie came out.
What movie are we talking about?
History of the World, Part One. And
I get confused with my sister and the Mel Brooks.
My
stuff.
Sister and her friend snuck me into the Southgate Theater, which is no longer there. My sister and her friend snuck me in, and it's not the movie theater's not even there.
And for the record, you weren't that old.
It was what? I was about 12 or 13.
You weren't that old.
Really? Because I remember them sneaking me in, and so we had to come up with this story of what to tell my parents about what movie we actually went to go see.
And it was History of...
History of the World, Part One.
Oh, yeah, that would be rated R.
You weren't that old in 1981.
81? Oh, shit, I would have only been 9. Mm-hmm. All right, so I was 9 when they snuck me in. And we had to come up with this elaborate story of what movie we actually did go see. And I forget what movie we picked, but oh my God, we got caught.
So like my aunt took me.
Like
and that's
Snow
what
White.
Like this is one of those movies like when you're 9, there's a lot of like fart jokes that you get like when you're 9.
Right.
And then I watched it again when I was like 17, 18.
And you're like,
wow.
Oh my gosh.
Shit. There is such
funny.
A huge other
yes.
layer of humor that
yes.
I did not get in this.
Yep. Oh, okay. So I don't want to get too far into that conversation because
yes.
that is going to be an episode in January of the funny
about going in deep.
The funny cartoons that you watch
with the innuendos
as
Prince
an adult.
Ali, fabulous, he, Holly of Bob. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's.
I may or may not have just recently karaoke'd the whole Aladdin soundtrack.
All right, so the final drunken confession tonight, which is a good one.
The answer is yes.
The finale.
Name one good quality and one bad quality of the person on your left.
Oh, shit. All right, we're going to throw down tonight, Jeremy. Go ahead.
Wait, no, he's my left.
No, Jeremy's my left.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah, so
Jeremy
here,
has to talk about me.
So I would go, dude. Like, I don't know you well enough to really. Something good, dude. You go with the flow like nobody's business.
That
like
is so
you.
True. Here,
cheers
here, Jeremy.
To
like,
that.
Even when shit's going sideways and your wife's grinding on me, you're like, like you're.
Oh my God.
Achieved 50 Shades of Red.
Oh my God, like, that was such a great night.
You just, you're there. God, bad touch. I don't know, you keep harping on the anal thing. Do or do not, there is no try.
I try, but I get denied.
Like, just get her that drunk, get her that high. Go do. Like, goddamn, dude.
Go get your anal fixed, dude. Be done.
All right, moving on. Jeremy, your turn.
Mm. Oh, this
one
good
quality for Cass and one bad quality for Cass.
Good quality.
Yes.
You're pretty loyal to everybody, your friends and stuff, it seems like.
Well, thank you. I am loyal.
She
like,
is.
I'm a dog. Okay. Next.
Bad point. You talk a lot.
Oh.
I do that.
You do talk
a lot. I can't deny that. Yeah,
I really thought he was going to say you threw up in my truck.
Oh, yeah. That could be,
yeah,
too.
It was like a one-time thing.
Like,
yeah,
how, how do you not pick that?
Well, right. She's not the first one to do that.
In that truck, I am.
In that truck, yes. Yeah. But in my experience over time, she liked the maybe 10th person to have done that on me.
Gotcha.
Good to know. Oh, all right. Now I have to talk about Amy.
I know. I'm scared.
Good quality. Open. Amy's very open-minded. She is very accepting. Exactly. Dave, stop.
Yeah, your butt's closed.
I'm going to tickle. Oh, gosh, stop. Making me laugh so hard. And her worst. Oh, my God. Her worst quality is she thinks she has to fix everybody and everything.
Really? I thought that was a good quality.
No. No, you got to stop. You got to stop. You got to be more like Jeremy in that. You just got to kind of go with the flow.
Yeah, because you can't fix stupid, man.
All right, I can't argue with that. Can't argue with that.
Because Jeremy's still
can't
stupid.
Can't fix society, but bring she can it! Laugh at
all right, so, all right, Dave. Oh, my God.
Bring it!
Can we switch seats, Amy? No. I have a freaking book.
No, actually, I think that this is really interesting because Dave and I are still, like, forming
fresh.
That
it's
friendship.
It's a fresh friendship.
So the good quality, I will say, is that Dave takes care of his people.
He does.
It doesn't matter in what kind of form.
If I do. It's, always do.
He will take his shirt off his back, his coat, whatever you need. He will jump in an Uber with you and make sure your ass gets home safe.
And for the record, I have gone home in Dave's shirt, so I know that for a fact.
Completely accurate.
So I will say that is his good quality. Bad quality. It's a tie between
ooh,
not.
She's picking two.
Yeah, it's a tie which? Between getting me too drunk.
It gets everybody
I'm
too
sorry,
drunk.
That's a bad quality.
Dave's the enabler. There's a reason he's called the enabler.
And not answering my phone call at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Dude, I felt so
at a bar.
Bad
and
about
I
that.
Really needed the help.
Wow, I did. Like, and the worst part is, so here's the worst. Number one, so some people would view getting you too drunk as a good quality. Because I have two nicknames.
Well, Jeremy might think it's a good quality.
My superhero name.
Oh, the only reason why I think it's a bad quality is because every time I hang out with Dave is it's on a weeknight when I have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Or when, you fall and hurt yourself.
My superhero name.
If it was a Friday or Saturday night, game on.
It doesn't matter. But yeah, no, superhero name is the connector because I make connections between people. Mm-hmm. Supervillain name is the enabler because I do what I do. But like, so seriously, dude, like that morning when I woke up, you have no idea what level of blind panic hit my system.
Because I was a drunk.
No. Because like I saw your text and then I saw two calls in rapid succession and my immediate thought was, what the fuck just went down that you needed me for? That like I wasn't there for because that like that's the like I'm that guy like I solve mm-hmm. problems like that
yes you do and that's why you
take care of your people
and I knew what and who it was likely related to which amped up the panic factor and so I was like, so there I am because like I had happened to go I fell asleep early that night and I was like you know I'm not really feeling great I turned the ringer off I turned all that shit off and so I woke up at like 5:45 in the morning. And I see these, like, messages and missed calls from her. So I'm shooting her notes at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, bitch, like, I know. Like, I know. Like, I realize this is just 5 hours later, but what the fuck? Like, what's happening?
Answer me!
To my defense, when I got the situation under control, I did send a message said, sorry, all is good.
I don't
which
think that's what you
last,
said.
Oh, which no, was probably I showed it the to last Cass. One.
Is it?
Yes.
It was the last message, though. If you were going in order of all the ones you've missed, you were probably in full-blown panic like 3 messages before that even hit.
Yeah, he was a scroll away.
I did message
you. No. Your
good.
Last message was, I got phone missed phone call. 911 need to talk to you. Missed phone call. Never mind. Those are the messages.
Never mind.
I'm like, is someone in jail?
No.
Like, is someone, like, what?
No, never
we're beyond
mind.
Fixing.
Never mind was.
Like, did someone get drunk and talky?
No.
Like,
what? The never mind was, I took this situation out of control and
what?
I solved
that's
the problem.
Okay, that's not, okay, that was open to interpretation.
Never mind is so open for interpretation, Amy. I didn't know. You told me. You said...
All right.
Oh, wow. Quick change of subject. You notice how Amy's doing this tonight? She's, like, controlling everything.
Let's go to the tape.
She is. Amy is, like, totally in control tonight. She's like, nope, don't like this one. We're moving on.
All right. Well, I think just we've saying. Been on air for over an hour now.
Is it over an hour?
Wow.
We are currently at 54 minutes.
Yeah, oh, well, liar.
I do know that I'm a liar again. Okay. I know I'm ready for a cigarette, so we're going to wrap this up.
Okay.
All right.
Dave, you got our cheer for tonight?
I do. Here's to her charm. Here's to her grace. Here's to her thighs locked around my face.
Salute.
Well, Cass and I can't really cheers to that, but we will cheers to you. Happy Wednesday, guys.
Your thighs wrap someone else's face.
We will be back next week.
We will.
With
the next 2 weeks, and then we're off for two. We're on for two and off for
and
two.
And I'm sure next week
is
we'll
have... Is
it
on for two? Right? On
yes.
for two.
And next
yeah,
week
because
we will
we're
have...
You do what you do.
Well, we're not doing... Oh, my God. I always do me.
Next
Wait,
week,
this,
we're aware.
Next week, I'm sure we'll have much more shenanigans to share
right.
because
so
I feel like
for
tonight
two.
Is not going to end with this podcast.
All right. Are we going to do more shenanigans tonight, Dave? You're the enabler. Just asking.
I'm awake, bitches. What we doing?
All right. On that note, we're done. Love
right.
you guys. Peace out. Catch
Thank
us
you.
On Facebook.
Thank you for tuning into Drunken Confessions at Podcast Detroit.
Ooh,
right?
Right. Yeah, we're good.
Yep.
Right.
So check talking. Us up. Hit us up at facebook.com.
Don't hit me.
/ My Drunken Confessions. Or email us at mydrunkenconfessions@gmail.com.
Or bitch slap us at. No, I'm just joking.
All right, we're done. All right.
Drink up your drinks. Get your phone numbers. You don't got to go home. Got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Drive safe, folks. Beat
make sure you lift.